Shalom to all. Today's Avos Cholin Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. We are starting Kuf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, about 3 lines off the bottom with the word Ula. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Maris Meim Tzara Bas Miyaka Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Oliyah. And we're discussing the Matanos, the Israel Chaim and Kev that have to be given to a Kayin, and whether or not they're allowed to be given to a female Kayin, a Kayhenes. So the Gemara tells us Ula Hava Yasam At Nosla Kanasa. Ula used to give the Matanos to a female Kayin. Now Israel Ula Rav asks Ula Mechas Kayhenes Necheles Mechas Kayin Eino Necheles. The Mincha of a female Kayin is allowed to be eaten, where the Mincha of a regular Kayin, a male Kayin, is not allowed to be eaten. Now, if what you're saying is true, Ula, that a Kayin and Kayhenes are really the same thing, that you're allowed to give Zerel Chaim and Kev the Matanis to either of them, well, except the Pasuk says, that any Mincha of a Kayin has to be completely burned, it's not allowed to be eaten, and therefore, not only is a Mincha of a Kayin burned, the Mincha of a female Kayin, a Kayhenes, should also be burned. But we know that we do not burn the Mincha of a female Kayin, so by that same token, you should not be allowed to give the Matanis to a female Kayin either. So I'm going to respond to him, Rebbe, Kuflan Bezom Ralph on the top, Mitunech, which literally means from your load, meaning the exact source that you're bringing me a question from is the answer. Aron Ubanov Ksuvim Parashad, the Pasuk says Aron Ubanov, meaning when discussing Karban Mincha, it says very clearly Aron Ubanov, and that tells us that only a male Kayin, his Mincha is burned, but a female Kayin, her Mincha doesn't have to be burned. As opposed to Matanos, we don't have this limud, and therefore the Matanos are allowed to be given to female Kayanim as well. However, with a different opinion, the Rabbi Shmuel Tanav, especially Rabbi Shmuel, was taught, the Pasuk tells us Kayin, and we learn from here, Veloy Kayhenes, not a Kayhenes, and the Yilmud Sasm Ram Farish, we learn that which is closed, meaning that which is unclear from that which is stated clearly. By Matanos, it says the word Kayin Stam, and we don't know yet what that means, and so we can learn this Stam word from Mefurish, namely when discussing Menachais, Aron Ubanov, that applies only to male Kayin's Mincha, and not a female, so to Matanos are not allowed to be given to a female Kayin, only to a male Kayin. However, going back to Ula's Shita, the Bear of Lezbun Yaakov Tana, based on Shabbat Lezbun Yaakov was taught, the Pasuk says Kayin, and we learn from here Rafilu Kayhenes, and that's because, have a Miyat Achar Miyat, it's a Miyat after another Miyat, Vein Miyat Achar Miyat, El Rabbi, so whenever we have two mutim after each other, that's coming to include something, namely it has the word Kayin twice when we're discussing Matanois, and therefore you're right, even though usually we wouldn't have the word Kayin Stam in a Pasuk that tells us only male Kayanim and not females, since by Matanois it says the word Kayin twice, Miyat Achar Miyat is a Riboy, therefore even a Kayhenes is allowed to receive Matanois. And we see that this was actually used in real life. Rav Kahana Achal B'Shvil Ishtai, Rav Kahana, he would eat Matanois because of his wife was a Kayhenes, and Rav Papa Achal B'Shvil Ishtai, he also used to eat because of his wife, and Rav Yemer Achal B'Shvil Ishtai, and Rav Idibar Oven Achal B'Shvil Ishtai. So you see many situations where a husband who is Yisrael would eat the Matanos because his wife was a Kayhenes. Now Amar Ravina, he tells us that Amar Li Mereimar, Mereimar told me, Hilchak Vasa de Rav, the Hilch is like Rav, that we're not mighty Matanos from a Levi, we don't force a Levi to give the Matanos to a Kayin. Also, Hilchak Vasa de Rav Chizda, the Hilch is like Rav Chizda, that if a person's Mazik Matanos Kuhuna, where he eats them, he doesn't have to pay. Also, Hilchak Vasa de Ula, the Hilch is like Ula, this is the one that we just mentioned now, that a Kayhenes is allowed to receive the Matanos. And lastly, Hilchak Vasa de Rav Adabar Ava, the Hilch is like Rav Adabar Ava, which halacha Levi Sheyalda, but not Patim Chamish Slaim. If a woman is a Levi, meaning her father's a Levi, so she gives birth to a firstborn male, her son is Patim from 5 Slaim, which means he doesn't have the din of Bechar that has to be redeemed with 5 Slaim. That's because we know this doesn't apply by Kehanim, and we have a Drasha to tell us it doesn't apply by Levim either. And Rav Adar Rav is telling us that even by a woman who's a Bas Levi, she's a Levia, when she has a firstborn male, there's no Pedin Aben, there's no 5 Slaim. And we continue discussing Zroel Chaim and Keva Tonarban. We have a Braisa, Hazroel Chaim Vakeva, Noigim Bekalaim Ubekai, Zroel Chaim and Keva. We must give them when discussing Kalaim and Kai. Kalaim is an animal of mixed breed. Over here, we'd be talking about, let's say, a goat and a sheep were crossbred, so we'd still have to give Zerah Chaim and Keva. And Kai as well, which we know it's a suffix, whether Kai is a behem or a chaya, we've already discussed this extensively earlier in the Masechta, one has to give Zerah Chaim and Keva from a Kai. However, Blazer Aimer, he says that no, Kalaim haba min ezer min rachel, chayv matanois. Kalaim that comes from an ezer and rachel, a goat and a sheep, that's chayv and matanois. However, Kai, that's proper girsa, pater min matanois, a Kai is pater from matanois. And so now we're going to see what machlek is between the Rabbanon and Blazer is why Kai would or would not be chayv in matanais. And even though we're going to see it in detail now, the basic idea is that everyone agrees that Zerah Chaim and Keva is only given from a behema and not from a chaya. And the Kai that we're discussing over here is a mixed breed, so since it has part chaya in it, it might not be chayv in matanais. So since the Gemara tells us, Michti, let's see. We've already established, this is earlier in the Perek of Isis Benoy, we had very long discussions about this. This is the bottom line of what we came out with over there. In regards to Kisui Adam, which we know we have to cover the blood of only a chaya, and also matanais, which we just said, only comes from a behema, not from a chaya. So only discussion over here that we could be having is when we have a tzvi, meaning the father is a deer, and the mother is a tiyasha, the mother is a goat. And also, Ubein L'Rebelez, Ubein L'Rabbanon, both according to Rebelez and Rabbanon, Misapka Luhu, Ichash L'Zarav, Ein Chayshin. They're both Misupik, are we Chash L'Zarav or not? Which means, do we pay attention to the father? The father over here is the tzvi, is the chaya, and we're Misupik, we don't know if we pay attention. If we do pay attention, then let's say it would be be chayvin kisu adam. If we don't pay attention, then it wouldn't be chayvin kisu adam. So that's something that's agreed by both Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanon. We don't know if we're chashal and zayra av. Now here's the machloikas ubesev. Afilu miktasek miflagi. They're arguing about what about sem miktasek. Meaning when we're talking about something that's relevant to a behema, since this animal that's born as a cross between a deer and a goat is only miktasek, it's only partially a seh because again the father is a deer. Do we give that any validity? So Marisav the Rabbanon holds sev afilu miktasek that we say yes. We pay attention to the fact that it's a partial seh and therefore it would be chayvin matanos. Whereas Marisav Rabbi Elazar holds sev afilu miktasek lam. You know we don't say miktasek. Now for discussing this, special Rabbi Elazar the Potter, we understand Rabbi Elazar Potter is a kayin matanos kasavar sevel miktasek. He holds that we do not pay attention to the fact that it's only a partial seh and therefore it's not chayvin matanos. El Rabbanon ni'nam de kasavri sev afilu miktasek. Granted, they do hold that we pay attention to the fact that it's a partial seh. However, pal galishkol the kayin should only receive half of the matanos. Ve'idach palgan if he wants to receive the other half, lay malay. Let the owner of the animal tell him, I see raya de ain chashin lezara'av. You have to bring a raya that we're not chashin for zara'av and that we don't pay attention to the fact that the father is a deer, ushkoil, and only then you could take all the matanos. Why is it the Rabbanon saying over here that they're chayv in full matanos? So Rav Huna bar Chiya, my chayv nami de ka'amar. What's the chayv over here the Rabbanon are saying in this braisa? Chayv b'chatzi matanos. It's really exactly as we're suggesting that the person is only chayv in half matanos. Okay, so no question. Now, Moshe Rav Zeir asks a different question. We have a permission that tells us, koi, yeshua drachim shamul behem of yeshua drachim shamul chayv. A kvi has ways that it's similar to a behema, similar to a chaya, and similar to a chaya and a behema. Ketzad, how does that work out? So chel by aser, it's chel is aser kechel of behema, like a chel of a behema. Whereas v'dami chayv l'chaso is kedam a chaya. It's blood when he shechts it is chayv to be covered like the blood of a chaya. And drachem shavu behema ula chaya. The ways that's similar to behema and a chaya is shadami v'gida asrim ki behema v'chaya. It's blood and it's gidah nasha is aser like a behema and a chaya. And v'chayv b'zroel chayim v'keva. It's chayv in zroel chayim in keva. Whereas for blazer put. Blazer Potters. Now here's the question. Vim Esau, if you want to say like we said before, Shitas Rabbanon, that they're only half chayv in matanos, well chayv and chatzim matanos in bialei. The Mishnah say there's only chayv of half matanos, and it doesn't say that. The Gemara says you're right. However, I tanachel by v'damai deloy masni chatzim chatzim. Since the first part of the explanation said that it's chayv and dam is aser, and we can't say chatzim chatzim, it's half aser, half not aser, because it's completely aser. So mishum hachi like a tani chatzim. That's when you're speaking about matanos, it doesn't say chatzim. But really, the fellow would only be chayv to give half matanos, like what we said before. Now kiyasa Ravan when Ravan came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said that Rabbi Yochanan said that Koy the Rabbanon chayiv b'kul matanos. The Rabbanon hold that when a person shechs a kvi, he's chayiv in all the matanos, not just half of them. And why would that be? The Tanya, because we have a brayso. The pasuk that discusses the matanos tells us as follows: Im shor im se v'nasan l'kain Yisrael l'chayim b'keva. And here the brayso points out that really the pasuk should have said just the word shor. Matam aloymer im shor. Why does the pasuk say im shor? This extra word im. That's l'rabbis l'kalaim to include an animal that's kalaim. It's a mixed breed. One's chayiv to give matanos from it. Also, the pasuk should have just said the word se, matam aloymar im se. Why say this extra word im? That's l'rab is a kvi, including a kvi that wants chayv matanos. So based off a drasha, we see the kvi is chayv in full matanos. Now the question is, Rabbi Elazar, hi im lamali. So what does Rabbi Elazar do with this drasha of im? He holds a kvi is patron matanos. So what's this extra word im in the pasuk? The answer is mibayle l'chalek. He needs it to differentiate. If the pasuk wouldn't have said im shar im se, and it would have just said shar v'se, one would have thought that he's only chayv matanos if he shechts both a shar and a se. So that's why we have to have the word im to say no, either shar or seh. Now, Rabbanon l'chalik min alhu, how did the Rabbanon know this? The answer is nafkalhu, meve eiz zayv chizavach. They learn from Zloshan of, from those who shecht an animal, the word hazavach is mashma even just one animal, so even if it's just a shar or a seh that's shechted, there's still chiv matanos. Now, Rabbi Elazar, hi meiz zayv chizavach, my avilei, how is Rabbi Elazar explaining the word zayv chizavach? The answer is, meve leil chid rabbi needs it for Rava's drasha, dam Rava says, hadinam atabach, the chiv to give Israel chayim and keva is on the tabach, on the butcher, even though it might not be his animal, he's shechting it, he has to give his Zerah Chayim and Keva away. And Mugan Tanah Mishnah continue to discuss this with more cases. Bechar Shanis Arav B'meya. An animal that's a Bechar is a firstborn. We know the entire animal has been given to a Kayin, but it got mixed up with 100 regular animals. So it was Mashem Me'ah Shechlin as Kulon. In a situation where we have 100 different people shechting all these animals, Patin as Kulon, we patter all the animals with Zerah Chayim and Keva because the person who shechted it could say, oh, mine is the Bechar. It's not a regular animal, so you don't get Zerah Chayim and Keva. However, Echad Shechlin as Kulon, let's say one person shechting all of them, then Patin Loi Echad will patter only one of the animals from Zerah Chayim and Keva because he could say, you know, this one is the Bechar, but all the other ones would be Chayev. Another din, if a person shechs an animal for a Kayin or for a Naju, that's Potter for Matanos, and so as a partnership with one of these people in an animal, he has to make a mark on it to let the person who's shechting know that it's not just owned by regular Yisrael. Also, if a Kayin is selling an animal and he tells the Yisrael, I'm selling you everything except for the Matanos, so this animal is Potter for Matanos. Now, the following case was brought up in the previous daf. Amar, let's say a fellow went to the butcher and said, sell me the insides, the innards of this cow. matanos, and part of that is matanos, because we know the keva is the stomach, that's part of the innards. So he has to give them to the kain, and the butcher doesn't have to subtract from the price of those things. That's because since he just said generally, sell me the entire insides, and the buyer knows that the keva is part of it, and nonetheless, he's paying for it, so he doesn't get a price reduction in that, and still he has to give it to the kain. However, if he bought it based off of weight, meaning if he went to the butcher and said, I want a certain amount of weight of the insides, so then he still has to give the keva to the kain, but the butcher has to subtract from the value of that keva. That's because since the person wants a specific weight, he obviously doesn't want the keva, he wants something that he's able to benefit from. Therefore, when the butcher gave it to him, it can't be that it's included in the price. That's why he has to subtract the price of the keva. Now the Gemara begins by asking on the first case of the Mishnah, where we said if a bechar got mixed up with 100 animals and there's 100 different people shechting them, the kain is not able to get matanis of any of them because people could always push him away and say, oh, this is the bechar. Ask the Gemara, why would that be? Yavi olav kain mishneid stadin. The kain should come from two different sides. And tell him, if this is a bechar, so then the whole thing is mine. V'ilav bechar hu, if it's not a bechar, at least give me the matanis. Why are we saying that we could push the kain away completely? As a kofalam bezon bezon on top, the more answers are Rabbi Shaya, b'balidei kain u'machar li shalom umay. We're talking about where the animal had already been given to a kain, meaning a bechar was given to a kain, then it became a balmum, so he sold it to a Yisrael, and now a kain is coming to say, just give me the matanis. He's not asking for the bechar. This is the bechar, is the balmum, and it was already sold. It belongs to the Yisrael legally, halachically. It's perfectly fine. It's just, again, the kain is coming for the matanis, as the Yisrael could push him away and say, no, this is really the bechar that I own outright, and I don't have to give you matanis from it, so he doesn't get anything. We continue the Mishnah that said, ask the Gemara, why did the Mishnah word it like that? But listening, the Mishnah should have just said, that a kain or a guy are pata for matanis. Why say somebody who's shechting for a kain or for a guy is pata for matanis? So Ravi explains, this clearly tells us, the din is with the butcher, meaning the butcher is the one who has to give the Zerah Chaim and Kev away, and that's why the Mishnah is worded like that, that if he shechts it for a kain or for a non-Jew, so then he doesn't have to give them away. And how do we know this? The Darshavi Darshans, the Pasuk by Matanis says, May Eis Ha'am, and we learn from here, V'loi Me'es HaKayhanim, not from the Kayhanim, because Kayhanim are not called Am. And Kshu Aymer, the Pasuk says, Me'es Zoivche HaZevach, what do we learn from here? Hava Aymer, Afilu Tabach Kain B'mashma, that tells us, even if the butcher himself is a kain, he has to give away the Matanis. Meaning if the kain is a butcher and he's shechting an animal to sell it, that's even if it's his animal, but since he's shechting it to sell it, he has to give Matanis away to a different kain. Now we have a story, Ish Bezichne Dr of Tavla, Kain Hava, the host of Tavla was a kain, but Hava Dachkli Milsa, and it was very pressured for him, which means he didn't have any money. And also, like Rav Tavla, he came to Rav Tavla asking for advice what he should do about his Parnassa situation. Amar Lo, he told him, Zil Shtatav Hadi Tabach Yisrael, go join a partnership with Yisraelim who are butchers. That since they're not going to be potter from Matanis because you're with them, so they're going to be masking for you to join a partnership with them, and that way you'll have some Parnassa. However, Chivir of Nachman, Rav Nachman was Mechayev him, which is referring to the butcher who is the Yisrael, that butcher did have to give the Matanis away. So Amar Lo, he told him, Vahar Rabbi Tavla Patron, Rabbi Tavla Patr them. So Amar Lo, he told him, Zil Apik, go and take them out, meaning make sure to give those Matanis away. V'ilay, if not, Mefiknil Charab Tavla Me'unech, I'm going to take Rabbi Tavla out of your ear, meaning all the svars Rabbi Tavla told you, I'm going to slug them up and show you how they're wrong. So also Rabbi Tavla came to Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Tavla now went to Rabbi Nachman, Amar Lo, he asked him, at my time, Avid Mar Hachi, why are you doing that? Why are you saying that these animals are Chavid Matanis? The Kain is a partner with them. So Amar Lo, he told him, Tichas Rav Acha Bar Chanina Medroimo, Rav Acha Bar Chanina came from the south. Amar, he said, quoting Rabbi Shubin Levi, the Zikne Darim Amru, the elders of the south said that Kain Tabach, Shtaim Mishal Shabbos is Potter Menav Matanis, Mikan Ve'elachai Matanis. That a Kain who's a butcher, so the first two or three weeks that he starts selling his animals, he's Potter from Matanis. That's because it's still not established yet that he's an official butcher. So for all intents and purposes, we look at them as just his own personal animals that he decides, you know what, let me sell. But from then on, he's officially established as a butcher, so he's Chayvin Matanis. So you, Reb Tarfla, didn't gain anything by saying that the Kain should join up with butchers. Now he's officially a butcher and he has to give Matanis, so they also have to give Matanis. So Amar Lo, Reb Tavla told him, you should at least do for him like Rav Acha Bar Chanina, at least give him the first 2-3 weeks that he's not chayv matanis. So Amar Lo, you're not going to respond to him. That's only if he hasn't been established as an official store. Aval Hacha Kakav Mischasa, he's already established as an official store, as a butchery, and so he doesn't even get 2 or 3 weeks. The whole case of the Ziknei Darim is when the person started selling animals. People didn't know if he was a butcher. Even he didn't know if he was going to be a butcher. He was trying his hand to try to sell some animals, but it doesn't necessarily mean that he's officially selling them. It's really his own meat, and therefore he's not chayv matanis his first 2-3 weeks. But over here, Reb Tavla, you suggested to your host to go join with an official butcher, so he's an official store, he's already chayv from week one. And continue to discuss, Amar Chazi tells us, Hai kahana or hai tabacha, this kain or this butcher, either which way we're talking about a butcher, Deloy mafresh matnasa, if he doesn't separate the matanis, lahav b'shamta delokei Yisrael, he should be excommunicated to Hashem, meaning he gets put into cheirem. Now Amar Rabbi Shili tells us, Hai tabacha de hutzal, these butchers of hutzal, kaim b'shamta de Rav Chizda, ha esem tartan shnin, they were put in this cheirem of Rav Chizda for 20 22 years. Ask the Gemara, Lamai Hilchasa, in regards to what halacha is he trying to tell us that they were in Chayrim for 22 years. Even if you want to say, Desulam Shamtina Lahu, that we're not going to put them into Chayrim anymore, the ones that are in Chayrim for this long, we're not going to put them into Chayrim again. That's not so, because Vatani, we have a brass that tells us, when was it said that at a certain point in time we're going to take the Chayrim off of a person, but Mrs. Lois has say. That's only by Mrs. Lois has say, which is very chamor, for example, Kares or Mrs. Bezdin. So if we put a person into Chayrim and he still didn't change and he's still being over on this, so we're going to take the Chayrim away from him because there's no point in keeping the Chayrim anymore. Although Mrs. Asay, but in regards to Mrs. Asay, to get him to do something, Kagan, for example, I remember they tell him, Asay Sukkah, make a Sukkah Ve'ena Isa, he doesn't. Or Lula Ve'ena Isa. Or they tell him, Asay Tzitzis Ve'ena Isa, put Tzitzis on your four corner garment, and he doesn't. So in this case, Makan Osa Achetetze Navshay, we strike him until his soul leaves him. As over here with these butchers, we should still keep them in Chayrim as long as they're not giving away the Matanoi. So what does it mean that they were in Chayrim for 22 years? What's this trying to tell me? Al rather, the Kansinul Hubla Esrai saw, it's teaching us that once they're in Chayrim for this long, that we could give them a Kanas, a penalty, without having to warn them. Ki had to Rava Kanas Atma. Rava would Kanas a butcher who didn't give the Matanos away by taking away the Atma, the full leg, and Rav Nachman Yitzchak Kanas Glima. Rav Nachman Yitzchak would Kanas a butcher by taking away his coat if he didn't give away the Matanos. Now, Rav Chizr Chizda also says, what's the proper way to give the Matanos? Zraya Le'echad, Vekeva Le'echad, and L'chayayim L'shnayim. The Zraya is given to one Kain, Keva given to another Kain, and L'chayayim is split up into two different Kainanim. Asking more Aini, is that really so? Valky also Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar, he said that Marava in Eretz Yisrael, Panginulhu Garma Garma. In Eretz Yisrael, they would split it bone-bone, meaning they would take the leg and split it into two bones, as we see that it's permitted to give it to more than one person. And the answer is that Hasam de Taira, that's talking about an ox, which has very large limbs, so it could be split into two. When we're talking about a small animal, for example, a sheep, so then the leg would not be split into two. And Arachana Arabiachan, Asr Lechon Behema Shalihur Matnosel. It's Asr to eat from an animal that the Matanos weren't separated from it. And Arachana Arabiachan, he also says, Kol Eichon Behema Shalihur Matnosel, Kilu Eichon Tavalim. If a person eats from an animal that the Matanos weren't separated, it's as if he ate Tevel. It's no different than eating produce that didn't have true and miser separated. However, Lassa Chosakabas, Elach is not like him. Now, Arachazi tells us, Matnos Kuna, Ein Nechales, Elotzli. Matnos Kuna are only eaten roasted, Vein Nechales, El Bechardol. They're only eaten with mustard. And the question is, my time, why is that? That's because Amarka, the Pasuk says, L'mashcha. Namely, the Pasuk by Matnos Kuna says, L'chana Satim L'mashcha. What does that mean, L'mashcha? L'gedula. That's the translation of mashcha for greatness, and that's Kederch Ramalachim Eichlin. You have to eat it in the way the kings eat it. That's L'mashcha, L'gedula, and that's eaten with mustard and roasted. Now, Amar Chizda also says, Asmer Rabba Matanus Kuhuna, all the 24 Matanus Kuhuna, Kol Kain She'ein Abaka Behen, any Kain that's not expert in them, he doesn't know all the details. For example, he doesn't know he's supposed to eat them mustard, Ein Nusle Matana, we're not allowed to give them to him. However, Vlav Milsahi, that's not so. How do we know this? The Tanya, because we have Brasser. Rishimon tells us, Kol Kain She'ein Abaka Behen, any Kain that doesn't agree to the Avaida, which means he says, Moshe Rabbeinu made it up. He decided that we should bring Karbanis and do this and do that. It's not from Hashem, so Ein Lechelik Bekuhuna. He doesn't have a Chelik in the Kuhuna and anything to do with Kadshim. And how do we know this, Shem? Because the pasuk says, "Hamakriv as dam hashlamim as a chelav midei aron loytia shaykhaim in lamana." The one who's makriv, the one who does it, he does not avoida. He's makriv it, so he gets the right thigh as a portion. And Ein Le'el Zebulvad, I only know this from the pasuk that he gets the shaykhaim in. Minai l'rabas chamesh esrei avoidais. How do we know to include 15 other avoidais? It's not only 15 other avoidais; it's many avoidais. These are just 15 examples. Kegain, for example, haitzikos, the pourings, vabulilis, and the mixings, vabasisos, and the crumblings, vamalichos, and the saltings, tunofes, vagashes, vakmitzos, the wavings, the bring close to the mizbeach, and the kmitzah, all these things we just mentioned have to do with the karban mincha, haktarois, the burnings of the murim of the fats, of amalikais, and doing malika to bird karbanais, kuflam gimel ralph on top of the kabbalais, and catching the blood of hazais and sprinkling it, mashka saita, and giving a saita to drink from her special waters, varifas egla rufa, and chopping the back of the egla rufa, vitaharis mitzaira, and the whole process of being mitar person from tsaras, and usias kapayim, bimifnim bimimachots, and doing birchel kaihanim, both inside the base of Mikdash and outside. How do we know that all these are included as well? Tamalarim, so the pasuk says, mibinei aroin, we learn from here, avoida hamasuru b'nei Aaron, the avodah that is given over to the Bnei Aaron, to the sons of Aaron. Any kain that doesn't agree with this, as we had said before, he thinks that Moshe Rabbeinu made it up and it's not from Hashem, so he doesn't have a chelik in the kahuna. Now, what do we see from all this? The reason why he wouldn't have a chelik in this is because he doesn't agree to it. But if he does agree to it, even if he's not an expert, he doesn't know all the ins and outs and all the specifics, like that he has to eat the Zerel Chaim and Keva in mustard, that's not a problem, and we'll still give it to him. So we see that this member from Chizda is not correct. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss the Matanos, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.